Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I am Charlotte Casaraghi, and in partnership with the House of Chanel, I present to you the Les Rencontres podcast. As part of the Rendez-vous littéraire at Rue Cambon, this podcast spotlights the birth of a female writer. You can listen to the various episodes and their authors on your preferred streaming platforms.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, taking the grated cheese of humour, putting it onto the plate of the internet, sticking it under the grill of chat. Cheese on a plate.
Charlotte Church.
Charlotte Church, cheese on a plate. Shout out.
Shout out. That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. We own a dream restaurant.
Yes, we
invite a guest in every single week and ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is
Huge Davies. Huge Davies, brilliant comic. Does
so
musical
funny.
Musical stuff on stage as well.
So there's some of my favourite comedy songs ever.
Yes.
I love it. The dry wit of this boy.
Very dry boy. But yeah, his musical comedy is my favourite sort of musical comedy because it's perfectly intertwined with the stand-up. It just feels like a proper good stand-up performance.
Yeah.
Like the closest person I can think of is Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
Does like amazing stand-up and is very proficient.
It all flows into the songs, which then flows into the next routine.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Really good
stuff. Not sure what Huge's eating habits are.
No.
What he likes to eat. So very excited to hear. Get some answers to our questions.
He has a poddy.
He has a poddy, to be fair.
Slime Country that he does with Ed Knight and Sunil Patel.
Yeah. And he also does the Film Quiz podcast with Nick Helm as well. So do listen to that.
Yes. Look, we will kick him out, though, if there's a secret ingredient, which we've decided upon now.
Yes, if he says the secret ingredient, we're kicking him out.
And the secret ingredient this week is
cubed feta.
Pre-cubed feta.
Pre-cubed feta.
This, of course, comes from our chat with Florence Pugh that we had.
Yep.
Where we laid into pre-cubed feta.
Yeah, the two of you hated it. I didn't know you could get feta in any other form.
Yes.
But, you know, really glad when stuff comes up on the pod in the chats now when a guest says they really hate something because we can use that as a secret ingredient in the
secret
future.
Secret ingredient, exactly.
It's very important. So I guess, you know, if he says pre-cubed feta, do we get Florence Pugh to kick him out?
I think so. We'll get Pugh in.
Yeah.
She can kick out Huge.
Yeah.
And then take over his episode.
Yeah, then she gets another meal.
Absolutely fine. Without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of
Huge Davies.
Welcome, Huge, to the Dream Restaurant.
Good evening.
Huge! Huge Davies! Mm. Ooh, I want to know, what food do you like?
Now, you've not actually come out the lamp yet, so...
Is that the way the genie comes out in this one?
Welcome to the Dream Restaurant, Huge Davies. Oh. It's been you for some time.
Okay, goodness. What's the genie look like?
However you want me to look at you.
It's your dream, it's your dream, man, so...
Right.
You don't want to know what I want the genie to look like.
I think I do, definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of like loads of like too many arms, like a spider.
So eight arms?
No, like three spiders altogether. Like okay. like maybe like what 32 legs?
Yeah. Great.
32 legs. Big mouth as large as the spider's body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Horrible. Really like greasy too.
Yeah.
He's like dripping
what
for
colour
the grease.
Am I?
Like a jet black, but there's sort of like pink in there. Sort of, you can't tell it's flesh or
you can
yeah.
see pink
the
in
colouring.
Can you see pink in the mouth?
No, the mouth is also black as night. No. Yeah, it's a void. Bad, it's almost hypnotized. You like look into it and you're like it's like looking into forever.
Great.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the genie says, it's, I can't even speak English, can't even make out what it is. It's just it's like a rough wind.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a sort of Pennywise's real form sort
of
thing.
And that's why I want.
Yeah.
Am I wearing any clothing?
What, the spider? Don't be mad.
No. Yeah, what clothing are you finding for eight arms and 32 legs?
Well, I guess stuff that has eight arms and 32
it's
legs.
It's not off the rack. It's not off the rack, mate.
No, probably not off the rack, actually.
Been to TK Maxx? They got loads of that. Haven't
yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, you've got to go to the back of TK Maxx and they've got all that stuff, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a disturbing beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not often this early in the podcast where someone says, when you're looking into the mouth, it feels like you're looking into forever.
Yeah. It's a disturbing podcast, man. People don't know. It's not been filmed, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't. If you're listening, you won't believe what it looks like in here.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You do the podcast studios and like... it's in the top of a warehouse, like an office, and the podcast is a big window here, and we're like looking out over the warehouse.
Yeah.
And there's just loads of kids in there making off-menu merch.
Yeah.
And then...
All of them look like Benito. They're all clones. Yeah. They're all little clones.
In the breaks, Acaster goes down and screams at them.
Yeah,
he disciplines really them. Like
in my spider form.
Yeah.
Like Mrs. Tweedy in Chicken Run.
Yes.
It's pretty mad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, one or the other. Yeah. Spider form or Mrs. Tweedy in Chicken Run.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really... The screaming.
Yeah.
Can't hear it through.
So it's good merch. Check it out on the website.
Yeah,
check it out on the website, actually, with all the merch.
Yeah.
Do you have merch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got merch.
Just know that it's made by small children.
Yeah. Maybe we sold... Is it sold out?
I don't know.
Well, what was it? Well, checking the break.
Go down and yell at those kids again.
Yeah. I'm one of the kids. I break free. this is a bit like the Hunger Games. I get the... I won and I get to go on the pod.
Your Katniss.
I'm Katniss. Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about Hunger Games.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I love Hunger Games.
Yeah?
You love the Hunger Games.
This podcast could have been called Hunger Games, actually. It would have still made sense.
I love Hunger Games.
You couldn't have called it, though.
What?
You couldn't have called it that.
Why?
You'd have to explain every single episode.
Well, we have to explain off menu quite a lot. Because a lot of people say off the menu.
Yeah, because it does sound... I mean, we've already... breached the genie and not got past that. Yeah, so it is a strange one. Yeah.
It's confusing. The whole thing's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it independently because we wouldn't have got this commissioned.
No,
we would have got this.
We did it before.
Well, someone asked what the genie looks like. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Hugh just got some sketches he'd like to show you for ideas about that, the genie. No. Me, are you a foodie, Hugh?
Yeah, I love food. I got quite foodie during lockdown because I lived alone for like a long time.
Mm.
And then... Basically, as a comedian, all I was doing, I was basically every day I would get up and I would sort of delete the things out of my calendar. And then I'd check my emails, see what they'd cancelled inevitably. Then I'd delete them off my calendar and then I'd have the whole day, basically. So I ended up making like so much food, I tried to make so much food. So then the next day I'd have something to clean up.
Oh, so you were basically giving yourself a chore for the next day.
Yeah, so a job.
Yeah.
So clean the stuff from yesterday.
Stuff.
No dishwasher. I had a dishwasher. I'm not doing that because then it's just deleting events off your calendar.
Even more.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had anyone on the podcast who cooks in order to clean.
No, but also I'm worried about the next day. So you're cooking one day, eating the food, and then you've got the cleaning up the next day. Are you then cooking on the same day as the cleaning, or were you only eating every other day?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll clean in the morning, have a nice long 4-hour break, start cooking again.
In order to then clean the next morning. What sort of food were you making? What was it specifically dirty food or things that crusted in the pans?
No, stuff that I thought I couldn't do, I think. Yeah. I made dumplings from scratch, which I was like, I don't know if I could do that. But it was really good. I did it, I made, and also each time I'm obviously making way too much because you can't just cook for a portion for one person.
No.
Actually, interestingly, I would have lunch every, so there was, I'd have, I'd have my meals with a spider. Actually,
what?
Interestingly. Mm. So there was a spider that started making a web on the table.
Yeah.
And it was like, let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
But I was like, if the spider goes, then there won't be anyone else.
Jesus Christ.
So I had lunch with a spider every day. Yeah. Simon. No, sorry, Dennis. Simon was a different thing.
What was Simon?
What was Simon?
Was it the button that squashed you drew a face?
No, that was Lloyd.
Hang on, what?
Huge in lockdown got so lonely that he drew a face on a butternut squash like Wilson, and he called it Lloyd, and he hung out with it all the time, and he pushed it around with in a pram.
In a pram.
What, outside of your house?
Yeah, well, you can get away with anything. Well, I was saying, you know, you can get away with anything if you put it in a pram.
I really don't think that's true.
No, you can. Go to the park.
I think you're less likely to get away with it if you put it in a pram.
And see someone with a pram, walking out the pram.
Yeah.
Look at it, right? It could be anything. If a dog's in there, you're like, that's fine.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine. If you saw someone with a squash in there, you'd be like, that's okay. That's fine. Leave that person alone. Don't talk to that person.
If I had a face drawn on it. I would. Oh, yeah. There's something very different between saying you're getting away with it and no one wants to talk to you because you look mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you're saying they're going, that's fine, leave that person alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe they will definitely think, leave that person alone. Mm. I don't think they're thinking, that's fine. I think they're thinking, I'm going nowhere near that person, leave them alone. They're pushing a butternut squash around in a pram.
I'm asking a lot of questions about this. It worked. It
helped you.
It helped me through, man.
Yeah. Well, I know. So where's Lloyd now? And obviously we're out and about again now.
I buried him in the park.
You are joking.
No. What? I took my niece to learn about death. I can show you photos of it, yeah.
It took his niece to learn about death.
Yeah. She was loving it, though.
Yeah.
She was digging that hole like it was Christmas morning.
How old's your niece?
She was, at the time, she was about 2.5 years old.
Right, so livid that someone else is in the pram, but
yeah.
You got to walk to the...
You got to walk. Lloyd's going in the pram, but you can have a lift back.
Get out of the pram, it's a goddamn funeral. Yeah. Use your legs.
Lloyd is dead as well.
Yeah.
Getting to ride in the pram.
Yeah, we all...
Was Lloyd dead when you buried him?
Yeah, he had a sort of... What we called was, at the time, he was rotting. I think medically, what's what you say? Well, if you keep a squash for 3 months, it rots.
Yeah. I couldn't do that, man. If I'd drawn a face on something, I couldn't bury it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I didn't draw on the face. I initially didn't draw the face on for a friend.
Yeah.
I drew it on because it was so big, I thought it would be comical to. And when you're living alone, you've got to. Drew the face on it.
For a laugh?
Yeah, put a nappy on it for a laugh.
Hang on.
I forgot that detail.
So you were living alone?
Yeah.
Why you got a pram and nappies in your house?
Such a good question. Such a good question that I hadn't even thought to ask. Because the rest of it is so weird anyway.
So I was staying at my brother's house who has children.
Yeah.
He moved to his mother-in-law's house because they have a bigger house and they have a dog and two kids.
Yeah.
He was like, I need someone to water the plants. I said I'd live there.
Yeah.
I did kill all the plants. Every single one, including the ones they'd kept from their marriage. They were like furious. They were absolutely furious. And then even more furious when they were like, I cannot believe you spent so much time. Because the squash was there when they were there too.
That's
why we went to the park.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to go alone.
Yeah.
You know?
So your responsibility was to water the plants. Yeah. You didn't do it.
No, I killed every single one of them. Every single one. I have, honestly, over 50.
And instead, you were hanging out with a butternut squash.
Raising a squash, I'd say. I wouldn't say hanging out with a squash. I'm not.
Raising it. And the spider was in the same house.
Spider, yeah. Yeah, we all had lunch. We had dinner together.
Three of you?
We had dinner together, eating dumplings.
Yeah.
The dumplings sound great.
You serving around dumplings on three separate plates.
So Lloyd's got a nappy on, a face on it. And you're pushing it around in a pram.
Yeah.
Then it starts rotting.
I put the squash to bed too. There's photos of that.
You put it into bed.
Well, it's got... I can't leave it in the... You know? Can't leave it alone.
You can.
Yeah.
Nah.
What will happen? The spider's going to eat it.
Get tired the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's got
you can't have that. You can't have the butternut squash whining.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like this always, like, comes up, but it's not... It's, you know, it's just lockdown, man. Like...
No,
it's normal.
No one else I know did it. Can you eat butternut squash now, or is it like you can't do it because you had it?
I actually haven't. You know what? I actually haven't had it since.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm not. It wasn't like I actually haven't had any.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you think you could? Would you just think of Lloyd?
I don't think I could eat, like, if you liquefy it in a soup, maybe, but I couldn't have a piece of it.
Yeah, because you'd feel like you're letting down Lloyd's family.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can't believe you brought up the death of my squash like that without even when this episode comes out, I'm sure people want I will post the pictures if people want the pictures.
Want the pictures.
Yeah, okay, people. Cool.
You can see it right from when I bought it at the supermarket.
Yeah.
It was huge, this boy. I saw this boy and I was like, you're mine. Because I went initially to make a God, what a time. As you can tell, I've not recovered in terms of socially.
Yeah, fully.
I think it's better that you took photos. I think it's less weird that you took photos. If you'd done all that and not taken any photos.
Well, the photos initially were for a laugh, and then I had the squash for 3 months.
Yeah.
Caring for it.
You talk to it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, of course.
Would you tell your secrets?
The Last of Us 2. I've been playing through that and they're discussing some of the after because it's hard. It's a hard, hard playthrough.
Emotional. Yeah.
I wish the Last of Us TV show instead of Joel and Ellie, it was you and Lloyd the Squash.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that going around with the. You're like, Lloyd's immune. Yeah, he's a fucking squash. I imagine he is. So we always start with still or sparkling water, huge.
Still, I'm not mental. You think? I honestly think people have sparkling water are insane.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about sparkling water do you think?
It just tastes like nothing and everything at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You want nothing and everything. Just it's have water. Mm-hmm. Have what is nice.
Yeah.
Tastes of absolutely nothing and just have water.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I used to go out with someone who had one of those, you know, you make
SodaStream.
Yeah, SodaStream there. Mm. And she'd have like a bottle of it every day.
Yeah.
She was quite nice, but honestly, I just liked her. It really pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
She was quite nice.
Can I just check?
Your girlfriend.
I don't normally have to do this. Can I just check this was a human and not a courgette with eyelashes stuck on it?
You'd kiss every night.
I'd take her out of my motorcycle, she'd be in the sidecar.
Holding hands in the park.
Yeah.
Looping back to she was quite nice.
But every time, it's more than my. But I think.
Nice.
She was quite nice.
Who talks about. Even an ex girlfriend who talks about him like that. Yeah. So surely there was a.
It's more that it's my own fault because I asked to taste it every time. Because you go, can I have some of that every single evening?
No, we're talking about yourself. She was quite nice. Not the side. We get that you didn't like the fizzy water.
No, I think she was really nice. She was really nice. It's more that the SodaStream like complete. I was like,
was that a red flag? Could you tell that it wasn't going to last?
Can't sustain that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I just couldn't. I just having flashbacks now.
Yeah. So
I was like, we can put something else in there, make a taste of something. Yeah, she'd be like, no, I just want everything and nothing at the same time. It's too much going on. It's not a relaxing drink. It's intense.
It is intense. I do understand that. But some people want that level of intensity, you know?
No, not for me, man.
Not for you. Yeah.
If you had to choose a vegetable to be your girlfriend, what vegetable would you choose? He's really thinking about it. For the listener, he's really thinking about this.
Well, ideally you want... I'd say squash again because I did look up.
No, not squash again. You can't do squash again.
I actually looked up what vegetables last the longest without rotting. So I knew that there was an end to Lloyd. Yeah. I don't want a vegetable that rots within like a few weeks. You know, you don't want even like a potato is going to go in like a month.
Yeah.
You know, I think butternut squash lasts the longest. And ideally, I'd like the longest.
Relationship,
I can get the long relationship,
and the one that ages well.
Yeah. And also, it's also difficult to, you know, the squash is a lot. You have to get rid of, you have to really cut it up and get all the crap out of it and stuff.
Yeah,
but the other vegetables, getting a new one. You'll be the Leonardo DiCaprio of vegetables. That guy would say avocado.
No, because he.
Every day a new one.
When he comes on and he says avocado.
Yeah.
People are going to think you're really weird if your girlfriend vegetable is also a squash after you had like a...
What, because it resembles the mother?
Because you had like a squash as like your son, was it, Lloyd?
Yeah.
And then you have a squash like girlfriend later on. They're going to think, oh, he's really got a thing with squashes. Whereas if you have a marrow...
Well, I have a type, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that makes sense because if the squash is your son...
Well, the mother must
be a squash.
Yeah, it can't be like a tomato, can it?
Yeah.
But I guess, okay. So this is, but it's happening afterwards as well.
And I've also got the pen's too big for any smaller fruit. You couldn't draw a face on a grape, could you?
No, that's true.
Yeah, you need a grape.
And that's not vegetable for us also, but you know what I mean.
But you can still.
I appreciate you not calling me out for that. Yeah, because that was easy.
Yeah. Problems or bread? Problems or bread, Hugh Davies? Problems or bread?
Bread.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm having Doubles from Pizza Express.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Don't you chuck bread off your balcony, you told me.
Yeah, I hoof it.
And this is not in a lockdown situation, by the way.
No, this was it last week.
Yeah.
When we were hanging out last week.
Yeah.
I hoof bread off my balcony. I hoof it.
Yeah.
I buy bread rolls, and sometimes if it gets a bit stale, instead of chucking it in the bin, I hoof it. hoof it from my balcony. It goes into, I live by like a lock of water and there's loads of animals in there and I like watching them fight over it.
They'll fight over the bread. Yeah. What kind of animals? Are we talking birds?
Yeah, all kinds of birds. The fish, there too, the fish have a go as well. They have, uh-huh. they have a try. Yeah. The smaller ones come in, like the little duckies. Then the geese come in, frighten the duck, and then the swans come in. Yeah. The swans, I like, because the swans, they don't, they approach very slowly.
Yeah.
Like a sort of like a big kind of like Bowser's, like, you know, yeah, like this yeah. big ship, they can see it coming in. And then when the bread gets small enough, they'll take it to the air.
Yeah.
And then they'll fight in the air. And I'm watching this all from my sofa, man. I don't have the doors open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
this is like 20. This is like 20 minutes, and it's also hoofing as well. I love the hoof.
Yeah, you got to hoof it.
What makes it a hoof rather than a throw?
I put my when I kick it, my foot goes all the way back to the back of my head.
Oh, sorry, you kick. Yeah. I really didn't.
Yeah. What do you think hoof was?
I didn't put that together. Yeah. I thought you were just throwing it so hard that it was like. But yeah, okay. So you kick it out of the
yeah,
your window.
Like a cartoon character. Like yeah. I'll do a full 360 swing, like a golf swing.
It's because hoof is a horse's foot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I should have. Yeah, I should have known. That's on.
And then the horses come and they have a go at the bread.
Yeah. So you're putting them on the floor, the bread, and kicking them off the floor.
No, I'm taking it from the air.
So you throw it.
I'm doing that. All my flatmate will tee it up for me, and I'll smash it.
And then
sounds quite dangerous in terms of getting on one leg, spinning the other leg around, and you're on a balcony.
Not the way I hoof, baby.
No,
not the way I do.
Safe hoof.
Yeah. Plus, it's gonna either go straight out the window. Huh. We'll just hit the ceiling. I'll just pick it up again, hoof it again.
Yeah.
I will say that I've never not hoofed. I've always done it first time.
Always. How far do you think you could hoof a Doble, a Pizza Express Doble?
Ooh, good question. That's hard, actually.
Because they're quite light, aren't they?
You'd have to wait for it to get a bit drier.
Yeah.
And then also, you'd have to have so many of them that you wouldn't immediately go through them at one time. You know, you wouldn't save a Doble. You'd have to have so many that you couldn't shove any more down your gullet.
Yeah. Because a fresh Doble, if you hoof that, it's not flying straight, is it? That's like, it's gonna be like a wiffle ball.
I actually might do the Doble because the birds would have never had anything that good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Would you dip in garlic butter before you hoofed?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Just ruin my flat. Just explodes. horrible Doble explodes on my foot in my flat.
But then what if you could like fill the lock with garlic butter and then kick the Dobles into that?
Mm.
Yeah, but that's too good for the birds.
It's too good for the birds. They'd be slipping and sliding all over the place. Yeah. Be like Shell all over again.
Yeah, it'd be videos of people cleaning birds. Like
Pizza Express
having
to make
off.
Their third statement of the year. I'm so coming out of the restaurant, giving everyone cups of tea.
I love those Dobles, obviously.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if someone's chosen as the bread course before.
I think they have.
But like, people love them. Ivo Graham chose it. No, apparently.
Okay. Now, of course.
That was the highlight of his menu.
Would you share Dobles with Ivo Graham?
Yeah, sure, man. I mean, he's always asking me about the squash too, so maybe not.
He is?
No, he's not. No, I'd share Dobles with Graham. You can't really... I mean, I was on a date with someone who's from Australia and they'd never had the Dobles before and I took them to Pizza Express and they were blown away.
She's quite nice.
Yeah, she was quite nice.
Yeah. Ivo Graham had a double portion. How do you feel about that?
The Doppio.
I'm not going to say it's wrong. He's just by himself, not sharing.
Yeah,
apparently, yeah.
Are these menus, like, are they just like realistically you eat them in one sitting?
It's up to you, really, because we've had guests who...
What, do a batch cook?
Who say part of their dream in the dream restaurant is that they won't get full.
Oh, okay.
So they can eat...
Oh, I forgot it's a dream restaurant too.
Yeah, piles of stuff.
And so I can do that as well, can I?
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
Okay. If it's your dream.
How many Dobles can you get through as a starter realistically, and then how many do you want in the dream restaurant?
I've never tried to get, because it's, you know, I'm not made of money.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not going to see how many I can get.
Yeah.
I reckon I could do double as well, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Thinking about it, I probably
go toe to toe with Graham.
Yeah.
Let's get your Doppio.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get your Doppio.
Yeah.
The Doppio comes with other dips as well.
This thing with the bread, though, I feel like it's like going beyond bread now. You could be like, technically, you could have a pizza now, couldn't you?
Yes.
You're like, that's the... Can people say pizza?
I had the garlic bread with cheese and Marmite from Yard Sale, which is in a pizza format.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had a pizza.
Okay, fine. Found a hack. I mean, we're open to hacks.
We're open to hacks.
You know, but I think the Doubles is a good shout.
I think it's good.
I did think of that on the way here. I was going to say Poppadoms initially, but then I thought of the Doubles on the way here. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
Your dream starter.
Dream starter. I don't know if you've had this before. I couldn't think of anything better. It's crispy, aromatic, dark pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Russell Howard chose these.
Oh, really?
If you want to share them with Russell Howard?
Yeah, I would. Nice little get-together, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be a nice time, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I just think there's no better combination of flavours. Yeah. I just think... I was trying to think of a better one, and I cannot think of a single one. I'm always in the mood. Yeah. I'm never not in the mood. I'm gonna try and make an aromatic dark.
Are you?
Yeah, from scratch soon. I'm gonna tempt him with bread from like a line of bread rolls,
crispy aromatic duckies.
Yeah,
we just go down to where they are.
Yeah,
hoof the roll into your house.
Yeah,
opposite hoof, and then they all fly in there, and then you've got your.
There's a bit in my flat as well where you go in and it's like an airlock. So you have to go in there and then you go into my flat through another door. That'll be where that's the aromatic bit, you know?
So fill it with aromas.
Steam it in there for a bit.
Yeah,
and then through to the main kitchen.
Very clever.
Yeah. Thought about this, man. I mean, I hate to bring up Pizza Express again, but I went to Pizza Express not too long ago with some friends. Not a squash. It's some friends. And I saw the menu and there was a crispy dark hoisin pizza on the menu. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's incredible that a restaurant has managed to spit on two cultures at the same time.
Yeah. I've had one of those, but not from Pizza Express. I had one from Bella Italia when I was at university.
Yeah, yeah. How do you find it?
It was fucking filth.
I mean, yeah, of course.
I mean, obviously I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I ordered it as like a kind of like try and bring me this.
Let's
see how bad this can get. And then they brought it, and before they came up to me and went, we were out of duck because it's so popular, obviously.
Yeah.
And they said, do you mind if we replace the duck with chicken? I went, yeah, you make it worse.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Go on.
Hoisin chicken.
Yeah. Hoisin chicken. And this thing came out, and it was like, it was jarring. It was, and then they also put, get this. The raw cucumber and raw spring onions on the top of the pizza with a hoisin drizzle. And I was sitting there, I was laughing. I was laughing at this pizza. We were all laughing at the pizza. And then I had a bite and I was like, it still works.
Oh yeah, you like
it still works.
Was it a tomato? Was it like a normal tomato base pizza?
Can't be. I refuse to believe.
Because I had was hoisin base.
I think it's hoisin base.
Yeah, hoisin base.
Yeah, with hoisin on the top.
But duck and cheese, man.
But I honestly think
it works.
Yeah.
Like a thing, it's like one of the only Asian like kind of things you can have on a pizza, surely. Like a dish you can have. Think of another like Asian dish you can put on a pizza.
On the spot here.
Chicken katsu curry.
Wontons. I'd have a wonton pizza.
Yeah, but that's not a meal, is it? It's not a flavour combination of wonton.
Chicken katsu curry.
On a pizza?
Yeah, you could put the fried chicken on there.
Disgusting gamble.
And then drizzle over curry sauce. I'd have it.
I know you'd have it.
Yeah. I'd have it. James would have it.
Okay, fine.
I don't think I would.
No, yeah.
It's funny to say I'd have it. Yeah.
Let's talk more about this duck, though. Yeah. Because I think it's a great choice.
Yeah.
We need to know how you're building it. So you start with the pancake.
Start pancake in the mouth.
Pancake.
In the mouth. No, so pancake on the floor.
Yeah.
I eat them on the floor. Yeah. Be respectful. Have it on the floor. And then I'm covering it in sauce. And I like, you know, like when you order it sometimes and they give you like a really measly.
Yeah.
I finally found a place where they overload you.
Great.
With the sauce. And I actually have bought it. You can buy the paste and you can make it yourself. I have it as a backup in case they don't provide enough.
You bring That's it with good. You in a little vial?
Bring it with me. I'm having this at Delivery. Home, man. I'm not, the okay. amount of,
Sorry.
I'm not eating duck in public. You know?
Interested.
Yeah.
What are you ordering? Because obviously you can get quarters, you can get halves.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot. I'm getting a full duck.
You get a full duck?
No, I don't, or not, like if I've rewarded myself,
I'll get like a full duck
and not order anything else.
Yeah.
Like I normally would have other things, but if I've had a big day.
Yeah.
And by a big day, I mean I've completed a gig.
Yeah. Well done.
I've managed to carry the keyboard back and forth to the gig. And I'll get a half poise. I'm in so much debt.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of debt. Yeah, I will sometimes just have a full crispy duck.
Great.
For one. How many pancakes are you talking for a full crispy?
Well, you normally get a packet per quarter, so it's four packets.
Yeah.
And I will demolish that.
And we're going pancake, cover it in sauce.
Yep. And then two, like maybe it depends on how many cucumbers they give you. Uh-huh. I always buy spare cucumber.
Yeah.
So this thing is disgusting by the time you've wrapped it up. It's a lot. I'm having like two blocks of cucumber per half side of the pancake. So it's like four big bits of cucumber, loads and loads of spring onions, like jam packet full of dark. This thing is like, you almost can't close it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're doing that maybe 16, 17 times.
A week, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more like a pasty by the sound of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
yeah.
doing them all individually when you get a whole duck, or are you lining up all the pancakes, making them all, and then going to town like you were?
No, I'm making them one by one. Yeah. I used to pride myself as a kid that I could. I was like, I felt like I was, you know, like when you see like someone make a crepe Suzette in a restaurant, and they're like, and they bring out the guy, and then he does the thing. Mm. That's what I thought I looked like when I was making pancakes. I would make pancakes for my family
as a kid.
Yeah, like if I got Chinese takeaway,
you'd be the pancake.
Yeah, I'd be the pancake guy, and I would dish out pancakes.
How old
to
are
people.
You? Like when you say as a kid,
probably like 7 years old.
7 years yeah. old, you make the duck pancakes. Yeah. Pride yourself on it.
Yeah.
Even though, if I may say, your technique of making the pancakes sounds dreadful.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, you're putting too much stuff in it.
Yeah.
Too much
Sorry. I'm immediately, sorry, just forgot how I make pancakes for a second.
It makes sense for a seven-year-old to make them like that, to be fair. To not alter your technique at all.
No, you can barely get in the
40s
trap.
Now? Yeah. is bad.
I have to unhinge my jaw like a boa constrictor. Yeah. Eat it as a whole as it is. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I want pancakes now.
Yeah.
I didn't have breakfast. It's a nightmare.
I haven't had breakfast, and this is the second episode we've done today. Yeah. My stomach's starting to go.
Yeah,
starting to make.
I did
noises.
Offer to bring in the food. Well, you
turned up and you said, "I thought about bringing the food."
Yeah, well, that's what an offer is to me.
Google what offer means.
No, I will stick. I offered it.
Yeah. Also, interesting. I'm what you said was, "Oh, I was going to make all the food and bring it in." Yeah. And so far, you've got Pizza Express dough balls and crispy duck from a Chinese takeaway.
Yeah, you can buy those things from shops.
Yeah, but that's not making, is it?
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see as the menu moves.
If anything, it would have been easier to get. Yeah.
My main course is a microwave bowl lasagna. Make it from scratch, baby. Make it from scratch.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? Alright, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Shrink the Box is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favorite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Namon Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behaviour creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.
Let's get on to your main course. What is the main course?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just bringing some absolute classics to the table.
I was thinking about like some of the crazier things that I've eaten, and I just think it comes back to like, I do not. It's like, I always think like your favorite film is the one you've like seen, you've watched the most, mm-hmm. and I've probably had the most. Like, I have spaghetti bolognese so often because I love it so much.
Yeah,
and I think it's the way that I make it as well. I love the way that I make it. I finally got it down to a T. I also have like, you know, like I don't eat like a lot of food apart from duck, right? Like, but like I feel like I eat like a normal amount of food. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, you know, like Mem will say that like, I just eat like so much of it and I get the spiciest thing, and I don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. But with spaghetti bolognese, oh man, I'm eating a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's something about it that you can just, you don't have to swallow, like chew, right? You can just pretty much shove it down. Like, I had bolognese last week with my flatmate, and she has a normal portion. She automatically put mine into a salad bowl. And then I had three salad bowls of it. So I filled each, I said there was like three portions in a salad bowl, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then two more of them.
Nine portions of...
Yeah, we think about 10 because then I eat the rest out of the pot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, you've already gone up in my estimation because I immediately imagine you eating it directly from the pan when you said spaghetti.
No, so the pan is after. That's for dessert.
Yeah.
You know,
that's my treat at the end of...
I mean, look, who doesn't love spaghetti bolognese?
But it's not even like, it's not even like I'm trying.
Just
like
she's, it.
Like, it's like I look down and three salad bowls have gone. Yeah. And I'm not even full. Like, she's like, stop it, you have to leave some for the week. Because I do it as a batch cook.
Yeah.
I end up having all of it.
And you eat all of it.
In the one go.
I was like, treat so broccoli pasta in the lockdowns, man. I'd make that pasta and I was very shocked at how much I would just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like that with Marmite pasta.
There you go. What?
Marmite pasta.
I must have told you about my Marmite pasta.
I didn't know you did.
Why
Marmite
is there so much Marmite all the time?
I love Marmite pasta.
What do you mean? What?
If you got nothing in, apart from some spaghetti and Marmite and butter, a bit of cheese if you got it, it's delicious.
I feel physically sick.
Oh, mate, there's boil no the, way you've told me about this.
Boil the pasta.
Ben, did you know about this, Benito?
Boil the pasta.
Benito knows about it.
Get a little pan going. Butter in the pan. As much butter as you like.
Yeah.
Big old... like serving spoonful of Marmite into the pan, sort of melt it down, emulsify it a bit.
With the butter?
Bit of the pasta water, bit of cheese if you want, sort of just get that all
cheddar?
Going. Bit like a cacio pepe.
Uh-huh.
Get all that all going, the sauce, and then dump the cooked spaghetti into the pan, mix it all up. Bellissima.
Have you had Marmite with marmalade?
Marmite with Marmite.
Marmite with Marmite. Marmite with marmalade, have you had it?
I've had Marmite with peanut butter. I don't think I've had Marmite with marmalade.
Have Marmite with marmalade?
Yeah.
You'll love it. It's my dad's like thing that he makes people when I used to have people sleep over at mine.
Yeah.
He'd be like, have a bit of this.
Yeah.
And they try it and they love it.
Yeah.
So hold on.
I can imagine it working.
Yeah. It's really good.
What's the ratios?
Like not a lot of Marmite as you would normally do. And then like a normal amount of normal. I'd
say. But is this spread onto like toast?
Yeah.
This is not
toast.
Just like
not at your hands.
Yeah. I thought it was like a spoon.
No. Yeah, no, sorry, on toast, I will say that. Not a spoon of Marmite, and then you spoon into the marmalade and eat it like a really...
That's what I thought was happening.
Yeah, horrible. Not everything I eat is horrible.
Okay, so far. is your dad called Massive Davis?
Oh, my God.
That's bad stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I'm playing to the room. But...
my dad is Ivo Graham.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We both go to Pizza Express all the time together.
Is this your spaghetti bolognese that you make? So with the salad bowls, that was
the
one that you
the
make,
dream meal.
It?
You want your own?
Yeah, I want my own. I want my own.
Talk us through it.
Yeah,
talk
any,
us through.
Any little signature twists in the Huge Davis bowl?
I do have a secret ingredient, but I don't think it's that mad.
Come on. You said you got this kind of a fine art. People are going to be wanting to make this at home.
So first thing I'm doing is I'm cutting up a lot of celery. I'm cutting a lot of carrots. I'm cutting a lot of white onions. I do it in front of, it takes ages to do it. And I'll cut it up in front of like a film. I'll do it like whilst I'm... So when I'm cooking spaghetti bolognese, I'll put it in the diary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take out like 3 hours to do this thing.
Yeah.
I cut all that down. I then like put that into a big pot,
Yeah.
And then I'm getting that down so it's all like, you know, I don't know what the word is, but you know, until it gets good. And then I'm shoving in mince. So it's pork mince and beef mince.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got it because of the fat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I read about that. And then I'm putting in, so this is controversial, no tomatoes.
Okay.
No canned tomatoes in it.
Okay.
No tinned tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I put in tomato puree, a whole one of those. Also,
a whole tube of tomato puree?
Yeah, man. You've not seen the pot, man.
Right, the pot's huge, right?
Yeah, the pot's big. Yeah. It's a big boy.
Yeah.
And then I also put wine as well.
Yeah, it's probably a baby bath or something.
Lloyd's in there, too. Yeah. Getting Lloyd a bath.
Bobbing around in a jacuzzi.
Marinating Lloyd.
Just realised that you've got a squash on your T-shirt,
Ed. Oh, my God, yeah.
My goodness.
Ed's wearing a T-shirt that has
five different squashes on it. Let's see what the one that Lloyd most represents. Can I see the other one?
Yeah.
As long as you are looking
those
at that,
those are kind of pumpkins, aren't
thinking
they?
Thinking of Lloyd and not thinking about your potential
they're
girlfriend.
Winter veg.
Lloyd is the closest to the right, I think, the pale one.
The pale
squash. This one.
Yeah, but
pale,
he was longer, obviously, much better.
R.I.P. Okay.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Lloyd. So you're putting in a whole tube of the.
Yeah, and then I'm
puree.
Getting that all together. I'm cooking this over like a long period. I'm putting also in red wine, a lot of red wine.
Yeah.
Want it to taste good. Then once that's all down, I forgot to put garlic in the middle, obviously, loads of garlic, like too much garlic. I always found like when you put the amount of garlic people recommend, it's never good.
Yeah, because so all just, these things are like, their recipes are for the most average person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So put in just like a whole thing yeah, of yeah. garlic.
Yeah.
Cooking that down. Then I put in like loads of stock, vegetable or chicken, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Then I'm sticking in like some spices like oregano. And then I'm putting a bay leaf in. Mm-hmm. I'm then adding tomato ketchup.
Wow. Yeah. Is this the secret ingredient?
You shun the canned tomatoes and now you're putting ketchup in.
Yeah.
I was with you all the way.
Because you need a bit of sugar in there. But yeah, you don't want to put some sugar in. So I put in tomato ketchup to make it sugary, but also a bit tomato-y.
You know what adds a natural sweetness? Canned tomatoes.
No, but I said that no tomatoes in it because
exactly.
I want to be edgy.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it because you want to be edgy or because you just discovered? I mean, was this something that was like,
well, my
someone
dad
tipped
says,
you off?
My dad says that you're not meant to put in tin tomatoes into a bolognese.
Right.
But I don't know what he knows because I don't think they have that there. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a bolognese in. It's not a thing, is it? Didn't we make that?
Yeah. I'm interested about this bolognese because the tomato thing spun me out, not having tin tomatoes in it.
But I and ketchup, though.
Yeah, ketchup.
You know what? I knew that would be your response. I was going to make it, as I said.
Yeah.
But I could be asked.
Can be asked. Yeah, fair enough. Mm. It's a big pan.
So, but is that the end of the ingredients now? After ketchup. Ketchup's the final thing.
Let me think. Well, you make it for a long time, but you're putting in loads of pasta water into it to keep it up. So you just keep cooking it until it like sort of becomes like a lovely bolognese sludge.
Here's my question, and you know, no judgment.
Salt and pepper as well, sorry. Loads of salt and pepper, obviously.
No judgment either way, Hugh.
Yeah.
When you eat it.
I feel like you're about to say something very judgmental.
Yeah. No, are you putting the spaghetti into a bowl and then putting the bolognese on top and then just sort of eating it like that? Or are you mixing it all up and like chopping the spaghetti up and stuff?
You boil the spaghetti in a big pot as well. And then you spoon in a few spoons of the bolognese. You mix that through with a bit of olive oil as well.
Well, you're putting the pasta straight into the bolognese and mixing it.
Bolognese
into the pasta. So in the pot you've got the pasta in, you're putting the bolognese in the pot of the pasta. Yeah. And then you're like swirling that around a bit so it like sort of coats the pasta. Yeah. And then, because people are fussy, what you do is you put the pasta on the plates and then you put an extra dollop of sauce
good.
On top.
Okay,
because people like having the sauce on top. You finish the parmesan. Oh, yeah, you also put parmesan in the sauce as well.
Okay.
You put it in... I forgot basil as well. You're putting basil in the sauce.
Yeah.
So you top with basil, parmesan.
Uh-huh.
And I was worried there wasn't going to be a dollop because a dollop. If anything, I actually prefer plain spaghetti with the dollop on the top. And then I have the choice to mix in if I want. And then I can just have just sauce or just a plain bit of spaghetti. You know, I like to be a DJ of my own dinner.
No, I want it all mixed up. I hate having all the child. I hate, what are you talking about? I hate having the plain spaghetti.
Do you want it all cut up for you as well and get it for your special Bob the Builder fork?
I would love that.
I can imagine you have it in like a segmented plate.
Yeah.
What? Why would I need it in a segmented plate? It's all mixed together.
Yeah.
No, all the different bits. So it's.
I would like that. Ed would like that.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
No, because I like it on
all the
there.
Different bits and segmented plates.
I like to be able. I could start at the edge and work my way in. Delicious.
Yeah.
No, I want every bit of spaghetti to be covered in that bolognese.
Nice. That's you're spreading
I want
the
any
sauce
dry
around
spaghetti.
You see, you're literally spreading it too thin. That's why I was very on board with the dollop going on top as well.
People don't like it when you do that. When you mix the sauce in with the spaghetti.
I'm fine with like the way Hugh is doing it.
Mm. Well, me too. So
it's all mixed together and then a dollop on the top. Yeah. Great. The way you just described is revolting.
It's not the,
the worst
it's
thing
not
you have ever said on this
either.
Podcast.
Isn't the spaghetti get quite like... I don't mind that. It gets claggy, does
don't
it not?
Mind that.
If you just have...
Don't mind a bit of clag, but then you can also declag with the sauce as you wish.
No, but you can just declag with the sauce. But no,
nah, but I want the option.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to tell you how to
just
do
like,
this, man.
Just like Mummy used to make.
Your Mumma didn't used to make it like that.
Yes, she did.
Well, your mum don't know how to make spaghetti bolognese, man.
Oh, I think you can tell her that.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the pod?
My mum is the mama from Mamma Mia.
What? Yeah, we know this.
That's
good stuff. I like the way, I'll probably try the way you do it, actually.
I think it's the most I've disagreed with it on the podcast.
Really?
The way he has spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, I've never heard that before, and it's distressing to me.
Is it because it's like in your, that's well, the way a cartoon spaghetti bolognese would
maybe.
Be. Yeah.
Maybe.
You like to live in a cartoon.
I like to live in a cartoon.
It's safe in the cartoon, isn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting the sense that the main thing is choice. Mm-hmm. Ed wants it to be his choice.
Also, I don't mind the taste of plain pasta, so you get a little bit of that, and sometimes I just want to take a big spoonful of of ragu off the top.
If you came to my house and I made you spaghetti bolognese, but I did it in a way that wasn't, if it was like all mixed in, like James has it,
yeah,
would you eat it, or would
hoof,
you? Would
I'm
you
hoofing it?
Splat.
The duckies are eating that.
I'm
sure it's lovely.
Would you sit down with your Marmite spaghetti and have just bare plain spaghetti and then a dollop of the stuff on top of it?
Because it's not it's too thin a sauce. That's like a cacio e pepe. You've got to mix it all together. So you're covering the pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's like a lovely, thick, slow cooked ragu, I want to be able to experience that unadulterated rather than the thin coverings and bits of mince here and there. I want a mouthful of it.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong, man.
Also, I put pancetta in it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I don't put pancetta in it. Maybe I should do that.
Nice little try.
Yeah. Big ones.
The little cubes.
Yeah.
The cube pancetta.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, that's a good addition.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the sound of that.
No, I just love it. I think it's the only thing that I can get hoof. I can hoof. You can hoof the spaghetti. Then you can hoof down without, like, there's no end. There's no end to it.
Well, okay, but now we're talking about hoofing it down. And earlier, when I didn't know what hoofing meant, it was like, the hoof of a horse? Come on, man. Yeah. But, like, I'd never seen a horse with its hoof put food in its mouth and, like, lift the food up in its mouth with the hoof and feed itself.
Huge eats with his feet. He kicks his food into his mouth.
Yeah.
Huge.
On the floor, I gather it in like a spider. Gather it in like a trapdoor spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough then.
I'm really happy with that selection, though. Bolognese.
Do you have bolognese before? I was worried that because it's such a...
I think we must have done, but I'm so hungry.
I think someone has. And I'll tell you what, when you said it, I was like, boring in my head. But then when you described making
the way you make it, yeah,
and all that, I was like, yeah, this is
cool. I think it's just so comforting. I just love it. I thought of other dishes that I could have maybe said, like I was going to maybe go for like these fish tacos that I do that I really like. Mm-hmm. But I just think there's nothing I look forward to more than a spag.
You can't go crispy duck pancakes into fish tacos because then you're just, everything is kind of like...
Yeah.
It's too many wraps.
Yeah.
You're just making... And I can only imagine how full you make those fish tacos.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. Again, yeah,
absolutely.
Whole fish in each one.
There's not even like a finish to it. I tack on, it's like human centipede.
Yeah.
I tack on the duck pancake straight onto the tacos.
Yeah.
And the snake continues.
Spilling into one another.
Yeah. Does anyone pick bolognese?
So there you go. You're in... Pretty good company, kind of. So Joe
what
Thomas,
do you mean kind of?
Well, Joe Thomas's bolognese that he chose was his own as well, but he added cream to it.
What?
Yeah,
yeah. So that's part of his recipe, is that you would put cream.
God, that's so white.
Cream in the bolognese.
What? Cool this down.
Well,
too spicy
too
for me.
Spicy.
Is this white? He made it for Johnny Sweet and Simon Bird. I mean, Stanley Tucci's mother's lasagna bolognese, that's the other end of the scale there. Pretty delicious, pretty high-end. Rosie from Flo and Joan also had it.
Yeah, but all making their own.
And Meriden Rice Cup, which I couldn't remember was Meriden Rice Cup.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in Meriden Rice Cup's interview that sort of stand out further than her actual food options.
Yeah. Dream side dish.
The festive bake from Greg's.
Okay.
We always say it doesn't matter if a menu goes together necessarily. It's just all of your favourite things. But this is a funny old combination.
I was thinking as I was, this is less of a cohesive menu, more of a tough mudder for your stomach.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? See if you can make it through.
I love the festive bake from Greg's.
Never had it. Don't even know what's in it.
You can imagine.
Can't wait to hear it.
Well, you can imagine. Let's guess. Let's let James guess what he thinks in the festive bake.
So, okay. Inside the festive bake, turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing, pigs in blankets kind of deal.
You see, right animal.
So there's like pork in there.
Ham, right?
Ham.
I think there's ham in there.
Like gammon.
I mean, are they putting vegetables in there? Is there some like carrots and parsnips and stuff?
I think
it's like creamy, right? As well.
Yeah, from what I remember,
gravy.
It's all the things you said. So cranberry sauce, stuffing, turkey. Those are the three main components, anyway. Yeah. And they put like loads of like sort of Christmassy sort of spices in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to Greg's every single day.
Okay.
And I don't even live near a Greg's. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How far are you travelling for a Greggs?
It's easy, a half-hour walk.
Yeah.
During the period, during the festive period. I don't even refer to it as a festive period before.
Yeah.
Now it's a festive period. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know?
You go into Greggs every day during the festive period.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm not queuing outside like it's a Harry Potter book.
So
yeah.
You're not going every day just for the rest of the year?
No.
But as soon as the festive bait drops.
Yeah.
You're going every day.
Yeah.
When do they tend to drop it?
I think this time it was mid-December. I remember because I was filming a thing and the whole film crew went to go have lunch somewhere else. And I didn't have lunch with everyone else because I wanted to check whether the festive bake was out, and it was out. Ugh. And that was the worst Greggs ever. It was the Greggs at Tottenham Court Road, which is like... It was busy in there, but people know what day it was. People knew,
Like Christmas had officially started.
Yeah.
So how long has the festive bake been going for? How long have you been a fan?
I've been aware of it 2 years. I'm early into it, but...
It's been going longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been going longer. I didn't know about it, really. Because I don't really go in for, like, the limited edition things that a chain restaurant sell. I don't buy into it. But this, I buy into in a big way.
Yeah.
And I mean like, one... And in a big way, I mean one a day for the whole Christmas period.
It's just started like mid-December. So how many are you having by the end of the Christmas period? How many have you had?
I've had at minimum one a day.
But how long are the, how many days are we talking? The 12 days of Christmas?
No, until they finish.
Yeah.
Until they finish. It's like mid-January, they kind of finish.
Okay.
So about a month.
Yeah, about
one
a day
for
a month.
30, 31.
Well, you say minimum one day. Are there any two festive bake days?
Yeah, sometimes I have like three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking probably on average 50 festive bakes during that time.
Yeah. Well, don't do it like it's, you know, you eat. You know, when they put the food on the table, you can see the disgrace. You know, it's like, it's shame.
Yeah.
Don't shame me.
I'm not shaming you. I'm actually really proud of you, man.
Okay.
But probably about 50.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd say 50.
Yeah.
Upwards of 50.
Yeah.
They know me. I used to live in like near Twickenham, and that Greggs, I went there every single day. They know me there.
They knew it was going to be a festive bake.
Yeah, they just leave it out.
Yeah.
You know.
When you were buying two at a time, did you ever feel ashamed and had to say, one of them's for Lloyd?
Yeah, then they'd have to say, who's Lloyd? Yeah. I'd be more ashamed.
Yeah.
It's the squash and the pram.
Yeah.
I mean, so hold on, are you getting, when you had a, you know, two or even three festive bake day, were you buying those all together or were you making three or two separate trips?
I'm making, just one trip.
One trip?
Yeah, that's my walk. That was the first one was like a lockdown thing.
Yeah.
So I had to do something for the day. So get up, do the washing up.
Yeah.
Delete the calendar, stuff for the calendar.
Yeah.
Watch the news for a bit. Go to Greggs, get myself 1 to 3 festive bakes, come back, have your real dinner.
The deleting stuff off the calendar sounds like it was a real ritual for you.
Yeah, because I had nothing to do. Other people did what they did. They wrote books and that.
Uh-huh.
And they sort of like wrote scripts. What I did is I just deleted stuff off the calendar and watched it all melt away.
Well, you know when you say you had nothing to do, you know that the people who wrote books and scripts also had nothing to do, so then they wrote a script.
No, that doesn't sound right at all.
I don't know.
Sorry.
It's not true.
It's not true.
Where's your books, man?
Huh?
Did you do a book? Yeah, man. How sad was the meals around it?
Just chorizo, broccoli, pasta. That was it. Chorizo, broccoli, pasta.
I almost went with tuna pasta bake for the main. Because I really like tuna pasta bake.
Yeah.
You like the you're a man who appreciates the classics.
Yeah, something you can cook.
What is that character?
You're a man who appreciates the classics.
Yeah.
Who the hell was that?
Josh Davies. Oh, a tuna pasta bake.
Do you think people who don't know who I am, which is a lot of people, do you think people will think that I'm a porn star that you're interviewing?
Because you've got a huge Davies.
Yeah, it does sound like
your sexy voice.
We've been chatting for a while now. It would have been a terrible interview if you were a porn star and we'd not brought up anything about porn.
Yeah,
because that's the thing that podcasts like to do. I see a lot of podcasts now, they have porn stars on.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Have you not had one on?
We've never had a porn star on below the video.
Yeah.
Ask them what they eat and then there's inevitable jokes there, aren't there?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking go into the gutter immediately, wouldn't it?
Well, again, is it?
But the porn star just wanted us to talk about food.
Yeah.
Maybe a little snickering.
Because you do a very grimy podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, but this is actually quite odd being here, quite surreal, because it was only recently that we... So I do a podcast called Slime Country. I do it with Sunil Patel and Ed Knight. And we every time we read out like a fan fiction that someone's written, it just so happened that week that we found one, an off-menu one, and we had to read it out on the podcast. And I have to say, it's very, very difficult to listen to slash read out.
Yeah,
very hard. Very weird. Because they get weird, because it's always Ninja Turtles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the ones where you know the people in, which is a few. We had one with Uncle Roger last week with Gordon Ramsay. Uh-huh. And like Gordon Ramsay was, it was translated from Chinese. Gordon Ramsay was... He was called Lao Bao for some reason. Uh-huh. And I think Uncle Roger was, I think it was called Little Trout or something. It was quite odd. Anyway, your one was very strange.
What happened in our one?
So you're...
By the way, before Hugh read this out on his podcast, he did message me to check.
Yeah.
To give my consent.
I
gave yours...
I mean, no one asked me about this.
Yeah. I knew that you'd said no.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, as you'll find out, doesn't hold you in great esteem.
Oh, what?
So I can't remember precisely, but I got the main points of it. Starts off, James lets himself into your flat with a spare key.
Okay.
You're watching some shit on television. Yeah. They make sure that they say that. You're watching some shit on television.
Yeah, fair enough.
You crawl into Ed's lap and break down into tears immediately.
What?
Ed's like stroking.
I've let myself in to do this.
So far, bang on.
Yeah. And then you're sort of...
I can't believe this.
That's what people think.
Yeah.
That's what the fantasy is. That's like, because it's like an exaggerated version of like, so they think that you come in, you're crying about how bad your day is. The section where you're talking about your bad day goes on for so long.
Yeah, really?
It's so long where you're talking about all the things you're having. You're like having problems with like your agent or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just comforting you, stroking your hair. And then as you're like weeping, you're like crying all the way through this and it's just stroking your hair.
Yeah,
and then
nice
you
guy.
Beg him to tie you up. You're begging him.
I can't believe this. Someone like this.
I'm so happy.
Had to stop because it was like, it's too hard. It's too hard to read.
Yeah.
It became difficult.
What? Because you're finding it upsetting, or because
one other option.
I think it's because people write these fan fictions. It's always quite funny because you don't really. It's because if it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's like a. But when it's real people that you know, it becomes quite sinister that they would. You know, there's people like in a setting in which they might have come to see you live, and the first instance is to go like, I'm going to write like a like a 16 chapter story about how. While crying, Ed has a go on James whilst he's tied to a bed.
So I'm still crying for the whole thing?
Yeah, you're crying for
the
whole thing.
You've had a really bad day, man.
Yeah. But this is like, also the way that it's written, it's like, this is just normal because you've just let yourself in.
Yeah.
Ed's like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, I have to tie him up and fuck him. It's like he's crying so much about his bad day.
I wouldn't recommend you listen to it because it's like, hard to.
I'm listening to it already. I mean, I'm hearing about it now and it's disturbing. Can't believe I'm just being painted. That's how the fans see me.
Yeah. Have you not ever read a fan fiction of yourself before?
No.
There's loads, man. That was only one of them. We were going to do a whole month of it because we like them.
James Acast a month.
Yeah.
Crying in all of them.
I'm crying in every single one of them. It doesn't sound good.
Oh god! Yeah,
we don't often stop. We had to stop. We never stopped. We had to stop.
It was too.
Yeah,
too much.
We couldn't get to the point where you were starting to go. Yeah. And you did go for it.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah. It's got to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Holy smokes!
Sorry about that.
I can't believe it. I crawl in the room.
Is that the bit that upset you the most?
Well, all of it is just demeaning. Like, I can't believe I'm letting myself in for it. As well. I've let myself in with a spare key. You haven't even got up to see who it is. You're just watching TV. So, like, the fact that you're not even like, oh, who's coming in? Oh, hi, Jim. You're just sitting there watching TV. And I have to crawl in crying. And then I'm on your lap crying about my bad day. And then I beg you to tie me up.
Yes.
It's not even your idea.
Yes.
There's a lot of nuzzling. So I remember Sunil specifically being like, why is there so much nuzzling?
Fucking hell. That just sums up all my... Every weirdo who's ever seen me is that they would get turned on by the thought of me nuzzling. That just absolutely doesn't... God.
Thanks to whoever wrote that.
And then what, am I tied to a bed?
Yeah.
So I said thanks to whoever wrote that. Benito put his hand up.
Producer.
Wouldn't be surprised.
By the way, if you're not listening again, the sound guy is David Dimbleby. They won't let him retire.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. Because I'm a big, strong boy.
Yeah.
Big, strong boy watching TV. Doesn't have any feelings.
Yeah, watching. I said you were watching garbage.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's the
worst you've come off.
Yeah.
Is when you relax, you watch garbage.
I'd like
you've
to come get off back worse, and watch garbage.
I will say that. Yeah.
I've got all sorts of problems.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I think that, you.
Are they writing this because they find it arousing, or are they writing it because it's a laugh?
So the comments below will also be like great story.
Bang on, this
great
exactly story.
So they find it sexy.
Yeah, people read it and wank off to it, I reckon.
Jeez, man. Jeez.
James, I know you've not enjoyed talking about this. So later on, when you let yourself in.
I'm crying about what Hugh said.
When you crawl into his lap.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't get tears all over the TV remote. That's why he uses that to watch his garbage television.
Garbage television. And I don't have time for much nuzzling tonight, so we're just going to get straight to the tying up and fucking, all right?
Yeah. No nuzzling for me, I guess. Crikey Moses.
Does he say that?
Yeah, that'll be in the next one. I've made a note of that. Right. And then he says, at the point of climax, he shouts, Crikey Moses.
But there will be another one because there's so many. There will be another one of
what
this.
Mean there's
of
so
this,
many
of this. People just look it up.
No,
I'm not looking at shit.
No way.
It's a dark hole. You'll never get out.
Yeah.
I'm not looking it up.
This is about what you're complaining about actually during the dark hole. You can't get out.
Yeah.
Bad day, man. You had a bad day.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Bunch of creeps, man. That is messed up.
It's scary, isn't it? Scary world, isn't it?
That is scary. That's in someone's head.
Yeah.
Isn't it scary that you can be so good at stand up that people will write that about you, and then you're forced to confront it in your own podcast?
Well, it's scary that if you do have some sort of platform and you're talking about your emotions for a second, they're like, I need to cry so much. It just becomes this big thing.
It's hot.
It's a fucking cry all the time.
Yeah, come on, keep crying.
He cries all the time. He's nuzzling, he's crying. Nuzzling begging, so much. Begging for it.
Nuzzling so funny.
Also, I think you're like this. They kept referring. They refer to Ed as Ed.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
They refer to James as the boy. We read the full thing. If you check out
this is
the biggest.
The most disturbing.
This is the most.
Thing.
This is the biggest. This is the biggest plug for the podcast I could do, but you got it. Up until now. We read it word for word.
The most disturbing thing on this podcast was when Ed said he has a spaghetti plane with a dollop on top. But this is absolutely. This is why. Do you know what? It's far too many. I hope some comedians are listening to this. I hope there's some comedians who are my friends who in the past have said to me, you should really like be more open with your fans, man, and talk to them. And you could, like, you know, sometimes they come up to you and they want stuff from you, and you're like, oh no, I'm kind of in a rush or whatever. And that really upsets me. You should really give them the time of day. Fuck that. If this is what they're doing. I don't want to meet a single one of these fucking creeps. Forget it. The boy.
Yeah.
The boy.
The boy does. If this is what's going on in their heads.
Wouldn't be annoyed if he wasn't crying in the story.
Yeah. If I wasn't crying in the story.
Yeah.
Or it's a number of things, not just a cry. If I wasn't.
The boy.
Wasn't being called the boy. If I wasn't crying. If I wasn't begging to be tied up, because you apparently don't want to do it. If I wasn't like. Complaining about my dad.
I see it as more like, oh, fucking hell.
But then crawl into the room on all fours.
That's funny, man.
I'm already this subservient, like lower than you. Yeah, I don't like this.
Crawling into the lap, a bit like, you know, where the cat settles herself on a bed.
They're changing, like, I'd be fine. Do you know what? If that is how I did things, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But I'm just not, anyone who does like doing that, who wants to be the subservient like that, fair play to you. Yeah. I'm not judging you. But that's not how I like to do it. And people putting it on me and
every
making that a thing.
I've ever seen you come into, you've walked in.
Thank you.
I'll say that. I've got your
Thank
back.
You.
We've never nuzzled.
Yeah. Never nuzzled.
Yeah.
Wouldn't rule it out. Wouldn't rule nuzzling out. That's the one thing that didn't annoy me as much. I mean, says more about them.
Yeah.
So dessert then, is it?
I guess we're on a dream drink, but like.
Dream drink.
Dream drink.
Lil. Like Lil.
Yeah.
I had a thing where, you know, when you if you want like a can of something, you always go for like a Coke. because it's just like, I sort of realised that that was like, that's what like advertising has done to me. So I've been going around other drinks and I think I've settled on Lilt. Lilt's the best one. Very annoyed recently they're going to, well, yeah. I don't know when this goes out, but they're getting rid of it.
Go on.
Well, they're changing it, aren't they?
They're getting rid of it.
But it's, well, aren't they just changing it
they're
to...
They're changing the name to
Fanta Pineapple.
Fanta Pineapple yeah. and thingy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, grapefruit.
Yeah.
So it's going to taste the same. It's going to be the same, just the can's different.
No, it's not really, though.
Why?
Just because it's you want the you just want Lil. It's called Lil. It's fun to say. It's not fun to say Fanta.
The boy. I'm not the boy. A man. I'm 38.
You've never been so far away in a conversation.
Yeah.
Before.
I don't care that they replaced Lil. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It might make you cry.
Yeah.
It will make me cry. But in the next story.
Are you worried about totally tropical?
I feel like I also don't want to talk about Lil either. Yeah. I feel like this.
No, talk about Lil. This is actually a big issue that they're changing Lil. And obviously, we all remember when they changed Coco Pops to Choco Krispies.
Yeah.
People complained so much that they changed it back to Coco Pops.
Mm.
Are you going to be campaigning for it to be changed back to Lil?
No, I've got not a lot of time on my hands. Busy.
Not really.
Everything you've said in this podcast would not suggest that.
What, hoofing?
Hoofing.
Yeah, that's not. Clearing your diary every day.
Yeah, I guess bolognese. Lockdown stuff. Yeah.
Clearing the diary to prepare my meals.
Yeah.
First the spaghetti bolognese that takes 5 hours.
Yeah.
Then the duck that I have to line up in a big line so I can eat it like a snake. Yeah.
I think you've got time to sign a petition.
Yeah.
To bring back Lilt.
Let's be honest, I'm starting there. Don't sign a petition. I'm making a petition. Yeah, I'm making a petition. No, I just really like Lilt.
Yeah.
I also like, it's alcohol. I don't really drink, but I used to have a big period where I would drink White Russians when I did drink a lot, and I would bring all the ingredients to like parties and that, and I look like a real fucking weird guy. yeah. Drinking, because it looks like milk. You're drinking milk out of a glass.
Yeah, of course.
But I really like milk.
And if you arrive with the ingredients, so you are arriving at a party with milk.
Yeah, a shopping bag full of stuff, whatever everyone's got. Yeah.
You've got, what's it, Kahlua, milk, vodka. Yeah.
Vodka, ice as well. You've got to bring the ice in case they're out of ice. I can't have it without ice.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I look pretty mental. I don't get invited to a lot, I'd say.
Yeah. Nothing you've said.
But now
you
can just turn up with 2 liters of Lilt.
Yeah.
Which is also.
Well, I can't now. They've already. I just checked. They've already got rid of all the Lilts in the shops. There's no Lilts anymore now.
No way.
No, they got rid of it. It was a quick turnover. When I first heard, and then went out.
I think people went on a mad Lilt grab.
Yeah, but you would because you get sold them to people like me.
Yeah.
20 years later.
How much would you pay?
£100,000.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, like now or in 5 years?
In 5 years.
5 years for a can of Lilt.
1 million.
Oh. So 100,000 was now.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That was dinner. A week after the bar.
Yeah. I'm gasping. I need to hoof that too.
Yeah.
Share it with the lads.
I feel like Lilt, like this is how much advertising affects me. So it's a grey day today. It's been snowing. It's pretty cold.
It's Christmas Eve, by the way, on the podcast. It's 11:30 at Christmas Eve.
He's at 5.
I'm being pulled away from my family. We're about to tuck into that duck. About to cover up the duck.
I wouldn't drink a Lilt on a day like today. I need it to be warm because it's totally tropical.
Yeah.
I would be drinking it today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Three a day.
Three a day.
Would you not feel like a bit weird drinking a Lilt in the rain?
Nah, man. What are you talking about? Why would it be weird to drink a Lilt?
Because it's totally tropical.
More the reason to drink it, because if it's miserable, then you want a Lilt.
Right, and that would, like, that brightens you up. And
Yeah, because I need that.
Yeah.
In podcast, they call me the killer on a podcast, because I really ruin a lot of them, man.
Really?
Yeah. I'm real down. I'm quite excited for this one, because it's about food, which is one of my two interests.
Yeah. What's your other interest?
Hoofing.
Hoofing. Yeah.
Spaghetti, bread rolls, whatever I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
So, eating food and kicking food out the window.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't say cooking and eating food. Kicking and eating food.
Yeah. Okay. So, a can of Lilt, cold.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Not just
definitely.
Yeah, okay. Cold can of Lilt.
I don't want to punish myself with a warm Lilt.
Hey, I don't know. Some people like warm soft drinks.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to name people who like them.
Yeah.
I like when sometimes I love
it. What do you mean you like a warm soft drink?
Sometimes I like it when a soft drink has gone flat.
Yeah, we don't keep our soft drinks in the fridge at home.
This is disgusting.
They're just on the kitchen floor.
Where I can get them.
Yeah. Okay.
Call over, help myself.
Can you open up the can for me, please, Ed?
Yeah.
You cry. You whimper.
Clawing at the cat flap. Go have a can, please.
Open it with your mouth, boy.
I've had a bad day. Please tie me up.
See, the thing is, you're really angry at the person that wrote that story.
Yes.
But every time we talk about it like this, they are fucking, they are.
Can you imagine?
Edges it everywhere.
Yeah, they had to pause this podcast so many times to clean up and then come back and play it.
Can again. You frame a podcast episode? Huh? Can you frame an episode? Because they'll be in their house.
Yeah. Definitely.
Frame on the fucking wall.
Definitely.
They're in prison, this person, let's face it.
Yeah.
They did something horrific after
it's Charles
all that.
Bronson that's done
they
this.
Wrote that, then they went on some sort of awful sexual spree, and now they're in prison. No one's telling them about this episode. They haven't got a clue what's going on.
We'll be playing this through the prison intercom.
Disgusting.
I mean, you brought it up again.
Good luck hearing it and then not bringing it up all the time. Like, I'm still dealing with it.
But this is the exact sort of reaction that, you know, has led you to be the crying boy in the story.
If you just more
control. You've got fucking feelings.
Yeah.
I'm the crying boy because of that.
If you just took this on the chin like a normal person, maybe they wouldn't write stories about you.
I've not read the end of the story.
Yeah. No, I've not either. I couldn't even read, because I find the stories...
Take it on the chin joke.
Yeah.
It's my job to find the stories, and I didn't even want to read ahead on this one.
So you're not going to drink Fanta, pineapple, and grapefruit?
No, I won't be.
You refuse to drink
it? I'll
be
moving back to Coke.
Yeah.
You're not even going to drink it just to see if it tastes similar?
No, because I'm not having it. It's not about... It's the whole thing. Like, it's not just the taste of the drink, it's the lilt. It's the picture on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful picture. The way that the lilt looks in the can. Yeah. Look at the shelf of cans. Well, you can't anymore. Look at the shelf of cans. The lilt stands out. It's amazing. Yeah. It looks incredible.
It stands out.
It does. Stands out to me.
Yeah, because it's a...
Because you're looking for a lilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says lilt on it.
Yeah.
No other drink says lilt on it.
Yeah.
Your dream dessert.
So this isn't something I've not had before, but when I used to walk back from football at my old school, there was...
Oh, is this something you've not had before?
Yeah, we've had people do that before.
This is amazing. Okay, carry on.
So I'm walking back, right, from football, and there was like a chippy, and you can go in and you can actually buy a battered Mars bar from the shop for £1.70. But if you came in with your own chocolate bar... They would batter it for a pound, whatever you wanted. This didn't exist. I don't think, but Kit Kat chunky peanut butter are my favourite chocolate bars.
Yeah, correct.
I would then now take that into that shop, then get that battered, and then I would have that with ice cream. But I don't know what it tastes, but I can only imagine how good that would taste.
That would taste incredible.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
But what a service.
Yeah. So what happened? Have you had like deep fried chocolate bars before?
Yeah, like I would have one every time.
So what happens to, because I had some deep fried Oreos once, and basically the Oreos just pretty much dissolved in the batter and it was like a pretty bad dinky donut, and it wasn't what I had in my head when I thought of deep fried.
Is it batter or is it just deep fried?
It was batter.
Batter, okay.
So they put the Oreos in the batter, deep fried them, but then like it was like a little donut with like a kind of Oreo filling but not really, and I was like, this is very disappointing. So I had it in my head like an Oreo that's a bit, you know, gooey and soft, but and covered in batter. So when I think of deep fried Mars bars and the like, I always think like it's still a solid like Mars bar size block of like all the gooiness, and then outside you've got the batter. But actually, is it just that it kind of just like
it's a gooey filling? So the outside of the batter is the crispy bit you want. So that's your crisp, and inside it's just the chocolate bar but a liquid.
But it hasn't like vaporized, because like these Oreos,
it's not vaporized, it's still in
it
there.
It was like there was like hardly anything in there.
Yeah, Oreos are quite like
that's a biscuit though, isn't
it?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking with this. Do you have like a chocolate bar's worth of the goo? And you can go,
yeah, because it's all in there.
And it hasn't just like piddled away to nothing.
No, it's all in there, it's all trapped in there. It's
plus
good.
There's like wafer in there as well, right? In the Kit Kat Chunky. So
yeah, there's wafer too, so I'm assuming that's not going away.
Yeah.
You can't melt a wafer, can you?
No.
So the wafer's staying as it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've tried a lot of different ones. Lion Bar I really liked in there, because I also like Lion Bars in general.
Yeah.
Snickers is good. But yeah, I never had opportunity to deep fry it. And I'd have that with ice cream.
Yeah.
What kind of ice cream? Vanilla?
Vanilla, yeah.
What would you do?
Oh yeah, I mean, now you're talking. I mean, that definitely like one of the best chocolate bars is the peanut butter Kit Kat Chunky, so I'd join you if you were doing that.
Yeah. I've got a comedian for each course joining me.
Yeah.
I've got Howard, Graham, and now Acastle. Mm.
Yeah. You got everyone, I mean, you know.
All joining my house. We can all hoof a roll together.
I'll hoof a roll. I was coming over.
Good luck hoofing a roll with your feet tied up.
I would want to get an entire big block of Whittakers. peanut butter Whittakers or the jelly tip Whittakers or the PB&J Whittakers and have that deep fried. Never seen huge laughs as much. I can't believe it.
I've never laughed before. Oh, God.
Cream egg.
Yeah, okay.
Not a cream egg. Cream eggs are disgusting.
Oh, come on, mate.
They're disgusting. If you have a cream egg, take a look at yourself in the mirror.
I mean, I can't eat cream eggs.
No?
I mean, medically, it would be an absolute disaster.
Is that what you do? It's like, the equivalent of like a vampire when they're about to go and they look into the sun like in Blade.
Yeah.
Is your version of that like your last day?
Yeah, just eat a cream egg and then explode.
James, you untie James and then he puts an egg into your mouth.
Revenge. If the story ends like that, fine.
Yeah, nice.
Then I'm walking out of there. Then it's like End of Usual Suspects. I was the powerful one all along.
No, you start crawling and then you suddenly realise that you
can walk. And I'm walking down the street, smoking.
Yeah. throwing off the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, brilliant. I love that dessert, though.
That is good. It's a good dessert.
This whole thing has been overshadowed by the...
It has, definitely.
Well, of course it has.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I'm leaving this episode knowing that the world is that much worse than I thought it was going in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I knew that there was fan fiction out there. Yeah, you know, I've been
You recommended me to check out some of the Taskmaster ones.
Oh, yeah, they're mad.
Just as bad.
Yeah, I knew there was Taskmaster ones. You know, I knew that there was off-menu ones because actually a while ago, I think someone was saying that... they were thinking of doing a podcast with someone else, and they never made it in the end. But there was similar, like reading out fanfic, and they were like, "Oh, the pilot's going to be off menu because there's loads of it."
Mm.
And I was like, "Oh, so I knew it was there."
Yeah.
But I didn't ask a follow up question when that person said that and go, "Oh, what happens in it?"
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have predicted.
Even in this room, I'm feeling shame, and it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
You know, because
I tell you what it was for me. This then. I kind of could have put, if you'd said to me, what roles do you think you and Ed have in it? I would have gone, oh, yeah, I'm probably the more submissive one.
The boy.
I wouldn't have guessed the boy.
They never refer to you as James. Always the boy.
I would have thought the audience would have, you know, that the fans would have seen us if we're, you know, like with Greg and Alex, it's like, well, clearly it's going to be Greg banging Alex.
Yeah.
So, with this, it was like, they'll probably have.
Yeah, maybe. Depends on who's writing it. Yeah.
Ed being kind of in charge.
Yeah, sure.
I would not have guessed it was going to those extremes that it's like completely.
At no point are you dry eyed.
No point. At no point am I dry eyed.
Oh, let's read Huge's menu back to him.
Yes. Huge. See how you feel about this. Still water. Poplums of bread. Pizza Express Doubles. Doppio. Starter, crispy aromatic duck pancakes. Main, your homemade spaghetti bolognese. Side dish, Greg's festive bake. Drink, Lilt in a cold can. Dessert, battered Kit Kat chunky peanut butter with ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah, to be fair, you said before we started recording, you went, I think my menu's pretty disgusting. But I don't think it...
I think it's great.
I think it's that you take away the Greg. I think it's most of the Greg's doing a lot of the hard work there for the disgusting. Greg's on the side.
Nah, it's nice.
No, it's quite inspired.
I'd eat every single thing on your menu. I would eat after I've been swimming. Every single thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Why after you've been swimming?
Well, swimming food, like when you're a kid, is very specific, right? Things from vending machines.
Yeah.
Chocolate bars. Yeah. Bolognese.
Yeah, it is quite childish, actually.
Yeah, but like posh kid.
Yeah. Bolognese slopping out of a vending machine.
Scooping it into your towel like that.
Well, it's delicious anyway. I'm a fan.
Okay. Yeah, and also, you know, thanks for sharing the recipe because I wouldn't have guessed there was ketchup in it.
Yeah, that's the secret ingredient. I know someone used to put Marmite.
Yeah, Marmite in pasta sauces is good.
Yeah, people say that.
Yeah, even if it's not just a big spoon of Marmite.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Huge.
Thanks for having me
Huge.
Well, James. Oh, sorry, the boy.
No, do not call me that! I'm a man!
Don't cry.
I'm a man.
Well, that was a very enlightening chat with Huge Davies.
Yeah, enlightening. What, about who?
Yeah.
Not about Huge, about some of the pervs out there.
I love that. Brilliant. And you know what? His menu, even though, I mean, he was worried it was disgusting. I guess it was like, if you read it on a sheet of paper, you'd be like, that feels pretty basic. But then the way he described the spaghetti bolognese, obviously, crispy duck pancakes, always a winner.
Yeah.
Dough balls, a classic.
I think, you know, if I didn't know what was coming, if I sat down and said, someone said, do you want some dough balls and pizza express? Yeah. I'm saying yes.
Yes.
I eat them. If they then say to me, oh, do you want some crispy duck pancakes?
Yes.
Yes. I eat those. Do you want homemade spaghetti bolognese?
Yes.
So, like, I'm not, if I see it all on one, I'm like, I'm not having that as a meal. But if you're asking me as we're going along, do you now want a festive pasty from Greg's? Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, and ended on the deep fried chocolate bar?
Yeah. There you go. Can't argue with it.
So I'd do it.
Yeah. And he didn't say cubed feta.
He didn't say cubed feta. I don't even know. I mean, you know, when he said there was a secret ingredient in the spag bol, I was like, I hope it's not the secret ingredient.
Imagine if it was cubed feta. That would be horrible in spag bol, to be fair.
Yeah, but, you know, so is cream, and someone did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone came on the podcast and chose that, didn't they?
Quite a weird guy, though.
Yeah, quite an odd person.
Odd person.
Yeah.
Huge has two podcasts, Slime Country, which we heard quite a lot about in this episode, with Ed Knight and Sunil Patel as well. Where they obviously have a section where they read fanfic out.
Yep.
I'd imagine that some people will be going to seek that specific episode out.
I imagine some people will be seeking that episode out.
Also, the film quiz podcast with Nick Helm. Huge does that as well.
Love a film quiz.
Yes, you do love a film quiz, actually.
So, yes, very excited about that.
Yeah, it's...
I know which one of the two podcasts I'd rather listen to personally.
And Huge is a brilliant stand-up, as we say, so go and follow him on social media. James, boy, thank you for another lovely episode.
Thank you, Ed. I guess I'll see you later when I let myself in.
No, I need my keys back, thank you. Okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.